Want to make sure it fades completely. Music there from D.D.A. Lockwood, who, of course, was the violinist in Gong, and you can't have much more proggy credentials than that, or much more hippie credentials than that. D.D.A. Lockwood and a piece called Infinitude from 2016. And that's pretty much going to do it for me. Thanks so much for listening, folks. It's been a pleasure. See you next week. Following in just a few seconds will be Stashu. She'll be followed, as usual, at 9 by Daniel Blumen. Have a great week. You're tuned to listener-supported WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope in New York City, and...
Rock! Rock! Rock!
Lynn County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Stashu's next.
The Dance with me, Stanley Show. Broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location near the beach. Come on, everybody. It's the summer of Stashu. Just ran by.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News. At 20 minutes before 8 Central Time, Professor Farrell of the Mount Jennings Observatory, Chicago, Illinois, reports observing several explosions of incandescent gas occurring at regular intervals on the planet Mars. The spectroscope indicates the gas to be hydrogen and moving toward the Earth with enormous velocity. Professor Pearson of the observatory at Princeton confirms Farrell's observation and describes the phenomenon as, quote, like a jet of blue flame shot from a gun, unquote. We now return you to the music of Ramon Rockello, playing for you in the Meridian Room of the Park Plaza Hotel, situated in downtown New York.
Everybody doing today? It's nice to have you here, poolside, with all your towels and mocktails and martinis in hand, smoking cigars and popping inflatable pool toys with the hot end of your cigarettes. Because that's what beach life is all about. Welcome to another holiday with Stashu.
Just wants love, and so do I. That's why I'm marrying seaside soon. She loves her prunes, you know. Watch out, fellas, she's coming to kiss. She wants his love, so do I. One more time, fellas. Watch out, the chaps, when she makes her attack. I'm telling you now, she just wants love, and and so do I. That's why I'm marrying Seaside Sue. You know I love her. I'm marrying Seaside Sue. There's plenty of her. I'm Seaside Sue. I'm marrying Seaside Sue. And that's true.
You know what else is true? I keep slipping up. That's okay. Nobody even noticed. If you don't draw attention to it, nobody will even know what you're talking about. They'll say, "What are they talking about?" Well, I'll tell you what I'm talking about. I'm gonna send you a radio postcard. That's right. I'm gonna send you a radio postcard right now from the Beachway. Let me tell you a little bit about the Beachway.
Beachway Resort and Hotel is located nearest to Lake Michigan's popular Oval Beach. It overlooks the lovely Kalamazoo River, Kalamazoo Lake, and it's only steps away from the quaint village of Sagatuck via the historic chain ferry. Child-friendly, with a variety of rooms, suites, and apartments available. Beachway Resort and Hotel, 106 Clarion Street, P.O. Box 186, Sagatuck, Michigan. For more information online, go to
There's a lot of information on the internet, and it's waiting there for you.
Don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never ever let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance. Go and carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go.
And it's time to go.
If if he asks. Are you all alone? Can I take you home? You must tell him no. 'Cause don't forget who's taking you home. And in those arms you're gonna be. Well, darling, save the last dance for me. Well, darling, save the last dance for me. Darling, save the last dance for me.
Who might scrutinize the transient creatures swarm and multiply in a drop of water? With infinite complacence, people went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space. Yet across an immense ethereal gulf, minds that are to our minds as ours are to the beasts in the jungle, intellects, vast, cool, and unsympathetic, regarded this earth with envious eyes and slowly and surely drew their plans against us. In the 39th year of the 20th century came the Great Disillusionment. Near the end of October, business was better. The war scare was over. More men were back at work. Sales were picking up. On this particular evening, October 30th, the Crosley Service estimated that 32 million people were...
For the next 24 hours, not much change in temperature. A slight atmospheric disturbance of undetermined origin is reported...
Your five-year-old face is a dirty disgrace.
But you love me, Daddy.
You scatter your toys and you make too much noise.
But you love me, Daddy.
You know, little lad, you can be pretty bad.
But you love me, Daddy.
You wake me at dawn when I want to sleep on.
But you love me, Daddy.
Now you eat the cookies when I tell you no.
But you love me, Daddy, 'cause you told me so.
You're so hard to scold, 'cause you're my five-year-old.
But you love me, Daddy.
When I dress you up, you go play with the pup.
But you love me, Daddy.
When I use the phone, you won't leave me alone.
But you love me, Daddy.
You make sister wail, pulling her ponytail.
But you love me, Daddy.
You scratch up the floor and you write on the door.
But you love me, Daddy.
You ask foolish questions, now you know that's true.
But you love me, Daddy, now you know you do.
You're so hard to scold, 'cause you're my five-year-old.
But you love me, Daddy.
That one goes out to all the dads out there. And that was for Father's Day. Why, that was just the other day. Isn't it funny how time flies? Does time have wings? How does it fly? Is time an airline? Come on. Is time the zipper on pants? I guess I'll never know. But that one goes to all the dads out there. And if you feel like a dad inside, well, that one goes out to the dad inside of, like, your heart and what, you know, that you might feel that you are. So even if you're not a dad, you can be a dad. You can jump outside and jump into the pool and say, "Hey, everyone, I'm a dad. And no one will even say a thing. All right, well, there's a party going on and you're invited. Guess what? You even get a plus one here. That's right, you can even bring a friend along. So go out there and tell someone, there's a party going on and we're gonna dance real soon. Think that the future is a great place to live instead of the past. I mean, think about it. The future, you're not even there yet, so it's like you're walking forward instead of backward. Who out there lives in the future? Build yourself a little home in the future. Next up, we're gonna go to the beach with Frankie Yankovic. Hey Frankie, take us to the beach.
Thank you. please.
And I wait.
Do you hear it? It's a curious humming sound that seems to come from inside the object.
Right.
I'll move the microphone nearer. Here. Now, we're not more than 25 feet away. Can you hear it now? Professor Pearson.
Yes, Mr. Brooks.
Can you tell us the meaning of that scraping noise inside the thing?
Possibly the unequal cooling of its surface.
I say, do you still think it's a meteor, Professor? Gentlemen, this is Carl Phillips again, out at the Wilmoth Farm, Grover's Mill, New Jersey. Professor Pearson and myself made the 11 miles from Princeton in 10 minutes. Well, I hardly know where to begin to paint for you a word picture of the strange scene before my eyes, but something out of a modern Arabian night. Well, I just got here. I haven't had a chance to look around yet. I guess that's it. Yes, I guess that's the thing directly in front of me, half buried in a vast pit. Must have struck with terrific force. The ground is covered with splinters of a tree. It must have struck on its way down. But I can see the object itself doesn't look very much like a meteor. At least not the meteors I've seen. It looks more like a huge cylinder. Has a diameter of, what would you say, Professor Pearson?
What's that?
What would you say, what's the diameter of this?
About 30 yards.
About 30 yards. The metal on the sheath is...
I now interrupt this end of the world reporting for, to remind you that there's a beach party going on. And we had a request that said, hey, Stashu, we like that beach party so much. why don't you do it yesteras? What does that mean, yesteras? Well, I'll tell you what it means. Hang on.
Power on.
Okay.
Yesteras means one more time.
That's right. It means one more time. So now we're going to go from the end of the world back to our exciting beach party. Is everybody ready?
Little overboard, isn't it?
Oh, well,
you write this?
Yeah, I knocked it out. It's just a first draft, you know.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, why don't you leave it with me and I'll mail it in, huh?
Oh, come on.
Oh, I tell you, Tom, let me say this. I'm with you in spirit. I'm sure you understand that, but, you know, I got to play it conservative. I'm a businessman.
Yeah.
I got the printing business going pretty good. Almanac made Book of the Month. And then I got the inventions, you know. Got pretty good distribution on the stoves now. And, of course, every Saturday evening, I bring out the mag.
The what?
Magazine.
Oh. Uh-huh. Oh, that reminds me, that artist I sent by. Did you look at his stuff?
You mean the Rockwell boy? Skinny kid with the pipe?
Yeah, that's a kid.
Yeah, I glanced at it. And he's too far out for me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway.
On the beach, 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 I'll see you.
On the beach, on the beach, on the beach, I'll see you. On the beach, on the beach, on the beach, on the beach, I'll meet you. These are wise words to live by that you can only hear here on the Dance With Me Stanley Show. Right now, in this very moment, this is the only time that you can be receptive to it at all. Even if you listen back to it, you won't hear it in the same way. Do you catch my drift? Driftwood? Why, that's something that we find in lakes. Right? That's right. And let us not drift away with our thoughts. Oh no, we're not here to do that. But you know what all this dancing means? Well, it's Stashu feeding time.
What?
It's Stashu feeding time. Stashu feeding time? What does that mean? Well, the only thing it can mean is that I'm gonna eat a pretzel. And if you want to see it online, you can go to @StashuStashu if you're an Instagram person. Because I am.
I'm streaming live right now!
I'm streaming live right now on my Instagram. I don't know if you care. I don't have a TikTok. I just have an Instagram. I'm an old lady. I'm outdated. So sue me! Meet me at the beach, okay?
Thank you. string along with me.
Won't you say you love me and string along with me? Oh, my darling, how I cried just to have you by my side. Won't you say you love me and string along with me? I've never had a sweetheart, I've never had a home. But I was born to love you wherever I may roam. Life's a lonesome highway when you're traveling all alone. Say you're going my way and be my very own.
String along, string along, string along with me.
Won't you say you love me and string along with me? Oh, my darling, how I cried just to have you by my side. Won't you say you love me and string along with me? Just to have you by my side. Won't you say you love me and string along with me? I've never had a sweetheart, I've never had a home. But I was born to love you wherever I may roam. Life's a lonesome highway when you're traveling all alone. Say you're going my way and be my very own.
String along, string along, string along with me.
Won't you say you love me and string along with me? Oh, my darling, how I cried just to have you by my side. Won't you say you love me and string along with me?
I can give you anything but love. The only thing I've planned. Oh, baby, dreaming why, shaming why, where should do the fight? Happiness, and I get to say you're looking swell. Oh, baby.
Love most about you? Your perfect beach body. I just love the way that all of you run around in your little bikinis. I mean, it's really, just truly, it's my favorite thing about you. I've been meaning to tell you for some time now, but you can see why I might be holding back. I wouldn't want to make you feel weird, but really, I kind of want to make you feel weird. How does it feel? How does it feel to be on your own? Like a complete unknown, like a rolling stone.
Interview with Donald Duck. Strange assignment, just my luck. Donald Duck, just my luck. I grab my pen and off I start. For the Disney Middle National Park, off I start, Middle National Park. When I arrived at Donald's house, he was dressed as Mickey Mouse. Donald's house, Mickey Mouse. Oh, why in the world are you dressed this way? It's be anybody you want day. What do you mean when you say it's be anybody you want day? Tell me please one thing more. Why are you someone else? Once a week when waltz away, we exchange ourselves for just one day. Waltz away for just one day. And be anybody or any place. And have any job or any face. Well, tell me, what are the Disney crew? What is it now that they do? And tell me, please, of everyone, tell me, Duck, what they've become. Hum, hum. Mickey Mouse, he plays guitar. Pluto has become a star. Plays guitar, become a star. In Chippendale, I've a furniture store. Filled with acorns, nothing more. It's a furniture store, nothing more. And Goofy has so much to say. He changed place with LBJ. Much to say with LBJ.
Rock, rock, rock away beach. We get it to rock to rock. rock, rock, rock away beach.
Oh no, I tried extending the song, but I can't, I don't sound anything like the Ramones. Everyone's gonna think I'm an imposter. Oh no, now my imposter syndrome is being worn on my sleeve, and everybody knows that I feel like an imposter. Do you feel like an imposter sometimes? Well, if you do, just know that you are actually your pleasant self. And that's okay. Okay? Okay. Well, I hope that you're having a fantastic summer so far, because this is the summer of Stashu, and I'll be broadcasting to you live from a bathtub next week. No, not like with water in it or anything, but it's a claw-footed bathtub all the way in the heart of Detroit, Michigan. So tune in again next week for another exciting Summer of Stashu episode where I'll be broadcasting live, and there will be a video element from the bathtub. Yeah, from the bathtub. So don't forget to go to Rockaway Beach and get your towels on and wear 5,000 bikinis all at the same time, because you don't have time to decide which one is right for you. These are the wise words of Stashu. So, Stashu! Stay tuned. There's more fun to be had. Hey, wait, it's not over yet.
Listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County, at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. And cheers to all the grandfathers that used to make vodka in their bathtubs.
Special thank you to V for board hopping today, and Scott Williams, and all the listeners listening. I want to say thank you to you and to Joe Magasco, and I want to say thank you to the saucy Daniel Blumen, who is up next. So stay tuned for more excellent programming here on the one and only station of everybody, because you're cool. And you know it. Not room temperature. Oh no! Bye! This is Stashu signing off. Next week is the bathtub episode.
don't take your life.